Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Apologist segment of ARC Studies Live. I'm your host, Rick Young. ARC Studies Live is the blogcast radio outreach of the Apologetic Research Center. ARC is a Christian ministry specializing in evangelism, Christian apologetics, and counterculture studies. For more information about ARC, go to the World Wide Web at www.arcstudies.org. Live, the daily Have Thought Said, as we look at questions from the marketplace. Apologize for the late start here this morning. Had to run out and do some banking this morning. And unfortunately, I didn't realize my bank didn't open until 9. I thought it opened at 8, which kind of put me, it's being downtown during rush hour. It kind of put me in a mad rush to try to get back here for the broadcast. Again, this is the ARC Studies Live broadcast. The daily, we are talking about questions from the marketplace. As I address questions that I'm gleaning from groups on Facebook, from forums that I've participated in for a period of time, as well as, let's see, I've got myself another issue. I only scheduled today's show for 30 minutes, and it's not allowing me to correct it. So what I'll probably do is schedule another 30 minutes immediately behind this, just to get the full hour in today. That is kind of weird that it doesn't allow you to do that. It used to. They've been changing a lot of things in the switchboard. I'm trying something else as I'm talking to you. All right, if you'd like to participate in the on-air discussion, if you have questions and or comments, you can feel free to give me a call, area code 646-652-2905. Again, that's area code 646-652-2905. If you have questions and or comments, would like to participate in the on-air discussion, you can also join me in my chat parking lot, which is also available for you if you'd like to participate via that particular method. All you have to do is, if you are listening via the internet, or if you have access to the internet, all you have to do is click the link to the show. And once you click the link to the show, it should take you right to my show page. And from there, you know, it should open up the chat session for you. If you happen to be listening to this broadcast via the archives here at Blog Talk Radio, feel free, if you have questions or comments, something you'd like to add to the discussion. You know, I believe it's a crime of the highest theological order for any legitimate question to go unanswered. And so if, in fact, you have a question that you would like to see addressed from the Word of God, you can, it's concerning anything that I've talked about or just things that that you've considered in your life, feel free to call me on my ministry line, 614-388-8838. Again, that's 614-388-8838 with the question and or comment. Let me see here. All right, I'm just trying to make sure. Yeah, I think it's going to make me I have to actually get off of my show in order to do another one. And so that's what I'll do. Anyway, so let's make the best use of this time in the interim. All right. Yesterday, I left off, you know, and I really think it's crazy that you can't do that anymore. That used to be an option, and it was fairly easy to do. All right. So yesterday, we got through about three or four questions. And please understand, though I list, you know, 10, 12 questions, I'm only going to go as far as answering the question in a substantive manner will allow me. I'm not paying lip service. I don't do Bible talks. I don't do Socraticisms. I believe that God's word should be respected, and I believe that most of the error, most of the issues that have arisen in the church have arisen largely due to the fact that we don't, we're not diligent to study or diligent to show ourselves, rather, as ones approved of God, rightly cutting straight his word. We pay lip service to it, and it's actually getting worse. In the first century, we were warned about just endless questions about things, and he's talking about Socraticism, the Socratic method of thinking that was prevalent at that time, and I'm saying the same thing today. All right, so for the sake of time, because I actually have 10 minutes left in this one, let's go into a question. Remember, I am going to go right back on the air and do the second 30 minutes. I just can't schedule it until I'm done with the first 30 minutes, and I apologize for not having that. Initially, I was going to try to do these shows in 30-minute swatches, and that's really not enough to do anything. That was an unrealistic expectation, and so each now is about an hour. While I'm talking to you and stalling, I keep trying to figure out a way to go around and, you know, see if there's a way to change this. Well, there's not. Okay. So let me see. Let's take the next question on the list. And any question I'm adding, it just goes to the bottom of my list. I'm always going to keep 10 or 11, depending on how long I think it's going to take to be able to address some of these. All right. So if God / Jesus is black and we are made in his image, and understand that I tend to cut and paste the question exactly the way it's written. I, you know, going forward, I will correct it grammatically, just because I don't want, when I'm reading these, I don't want it to appear that I'm making a mockery of the way someone wrote something. All right. And so, like for this one, why ain't everybody black? Or why everybody ain't black is what it said. You know, again, I will be correcting them grammatically, just because I don't, you know, it's kind of a toss-up. Being true to the person who wrote it, I just cut it, copy it the way they wrote it from these forums or groups or email, and paste it into my queue. But I don't, you know, I don't want to run the risk that people think I'm making a mockery of them. So I will be correcting them grammatically. So if God Jesus is black, and we're made in his image, why isn't everybody black is the question. All right, so what that really boils down to is understanding what it means to be made in God's image and God-likeness. Now, there's much said amongst the racial makeup of religiosity today where people want to make God into whatever they would choose for him to be as opposed to submitting to who he is. I often say on the broadcast that if I could paint a beautiful picture representing every religion on the planet and, you know, every culture and including Christianity, there would be hands of every color, you know, every color just thrust out towards the heaven trying to reach out to their God. But there would be one hand that would be thrust down from the heaven. And I would add that every culture and creed would see that hand as what is as what it appears to be, what the point of their need is. the point I'm making is it's not a matter of race. I know many people love to go to Revelations and read the apocalyptic literature that's highly metaphorical, and they want to turn that into a literal. You know, the Hebrew Israelites are really good about this, and they love to read how in the book of Revelations, chapter 1, where it speaks of seeing the one who had white hair. Let's see, his head was, and this is Revelation 1:14, his head and his hair were white like wool. Well, let's get some metaphor, read the metaphor. All right, he said, I turned to see the voice that spoke to me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the middle of these seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his feet and girded about his chest with a golden band, and his head and his hair were white like wool, and as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet were like fine brass as if refined in furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And in his right hand he had seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell to his feet, fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives, was dead, and behold, I am alive evermore. Now, that's highly apocalyptic and metaphorical language. Clearly, when he, just keep in mind, you can't go mix literal and analogy. You can't. If there's a description, a piece of it can't be literal because you want it to be. You know, like, you know, that guy is as strong as an ox, and, you know, had, you know, I can't even, no language does that. So I can't even make up one, you know, and yet they would accept the fact that he really didn't have seven stars in his right hand. That's a metaphor, and that's an analogy. Out of his mouth, was there really a two-edged sword coming out of his mouth, or is that metaphor? And was he really shining like the sun in its strength? Go look at the sun. He said he was shining like that. Is that really literal, or is it metaphor? Is there some analogy at play in here? I submit to you that what we have is some analogy at play here. You know what? This is what I'm going to do, because I got 4 minutes and I really can't get into this. So what I'm going to do is I am going to, what I'm going to do is I'm going to end this episode, and I'm going to pick up and do a full 45 minutes, so an extra 15 minutes on the next episode. So go get your cup of coffee or whatever you need to do. Meet me back here in about 3 minutes.